Hi, my name is Avneet, and joining us today on the phone line is Member Parliament and Labour Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Andrew Giles. Minister, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Look, it's really great to be speaking with you and your listeners.
Well, Minister, federal government's decision to criminalise attempts by Australians to return home from India, with citizens facing 5 years jail or a fine of up to $66,000 under temporary emergency measures. Now, it's invoked a very strong reaction from Indian Australians. Those stranded in India believe they've been abandoned by their government in the time of crisis. Do you think their reaction is justified?
Yeah, look, I do. I mean, Labor has been very concerned about stranded Australians for some time now. We remember that Scott Morrison promised that he'd get everyone home by Christmas. That was Christmas last year, and yet nearly 40,000 Australians are still overseas and trying to get back. Nearly 10,000 of them are in India. And of course, my deepest sympathies goes out to the entire Indian Australian community right now, and to every Indian, because the images really represent a humanitarian crisis. And it's deeply concerning to us that the suggestion has arisen that we have some difference of degrees in citizenship. Every Australian citizenship is equal, and to turn citizenship into a political football or to take action that in any way dilutes the meaning of citizenship is grossly irresponsible. The primary duty of Australia's government must be to protect Australian citizens. And right now, 10,000 Australian citizens in India deserve much better.
Absolutely. Minister, we've also heard and had Indian origin people who are here in the country telling us that they've received abusive text messages from members of the public, and some have become a subject of internet hate ever since the new restrictions in Australia were traced to returning travellers from India. They now fear that the new rules could prompt racism and stigma against Indian migrants.
This is so awful to hear, and it's the last thing people are already feeling anxious need. We've seen, unfortunately, with the rise of coronavirus, an increase in racism in Australia, and we need to adopt a zero-tolerance approach to racism. That is also a responsibility of government, and something that Labor has been pushing for some time, to recognise the damage that it does. Racism is a virus too. We must seek to eliminate that as well. But the thing that I think would really help was for the government to be more serious about taking its responsibility, not doing things which blame individuals, but to take responsibility for looking after the well-being of Australia.
Taking that further, Minister, a lot of people feel that India has been singled out, and they've questioned why similar measures had not been applied to other countries, such as the US or the UK, at the height of their battle with the pandemic. Do you think the government needs to identify other high-risk countries to ensure Indians don't feel they've been picked up?
Well, I think, firstly, we should always act on the basis of public health advice, but it's concerning that there doesn't appear to be any warrant in the public health advice for the prospect of jail terms or fines for Australians who only want to return to their own country from India. And I can well understand why people see India as being singled out when there's data to suggest that there are a number of countries where infection rates are much worse. What I'd really like to see, though, is the government just being serious about taking its responsibilities to deal with a national quarantine arrangement that's fit for purpose, to look at appropriate repatriation arrangements, and to stop blaming individuals and to take responsibility.
What is Labor doing to address the concerns of the Indian Australians who are an integral part of the Australian multicultural society and our prime contributors to the economy? We understand that you've been in consultations with members of the public. Tell us something about that.
Well, I've been really struck in recent days, and I'm very proud in Melbourne's northern suburbs to represent many people of Indian origin. And from a citizenship ceremony I attended last Monday to hear how concerned people were about friends and family back in India, is something that stuck with me. And I've been doing my best, along with my colleagues, to listen attentively to the diversity of voices that make up the Indian-Australian community and to understand all of their concerns. Their concerns about family members in India who aren't citizens, but most particularly about their friends and family who are desperately trying to get back to their home, Australia. And I'm determined to do everything I can to demonstrate that the Labor team, from Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong down, are on the side of Indian Australians and every Australian at this most difficult time.
And Minister, if your government was in charge, what would have Labor done to mitigate this risk?
Well, at the outset, we would have taken seriously our responsibility to put in place national quarantine facilities, as the Holton review recommended last year, as is written in our constitution. And we wouldn't be blaming individuals. We'd be taking responsibility to follow the medical advice, sure, but to make sure that everyone gets home.
Mm-hmm. And Minister, before we let you go, do you think clamping international borders is a foolproof solution to stemming the virus?
Well, I think what we need to do in all these instances is to look at the medical advice in its proper context. We should always be guided by public health advice. That is what served Australians well through the pandemic. But we need to also put in place the decisions that will prepare us. And the most important one that has been sadly neglected by this government is to deal with national quarantine and to ensure that we have vaccine available and effectively rolled out. These are things that just have to happen as well.
Minister Giles, thank you so much for joining us tonight and taking out the time to address the concerns of the members of the Indian community, many of whom have lost their loved ones or have family members battling the deadly virus in the hospitals in India. Thank you so much.
Thank you.